We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I mean, could it be any more fun down here right now? Well, I guess it could be in a couple of weeks. We could be hearing this at a parade.
Oh, don't tease me, bro.
Bring in Faruco. Bring in Faruco. He hasn't performed this in years. Get him at the parade. Wow.
This is something.
We are having fun. I have some interesting stuff to share with you guys because I've been reading about ticket prices, and I just got an interesting email. And Jason Jackson, you just heard the montage. Jason Jackson is going to join us this hour from Denver, Colorado.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
God bless. Dolly.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Boston, we own you. Bruins, get out of here. Celtics, get out of here. You're both going to watch us win the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals. Let's go.
Give me the hug.
Give me chest the, bump. Oh, we got a chest bump. We got a hug.
Give me the Kool-Aid. Give me the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, it feels like you lost your energy from the 2 o'clock hour. You seem like that seemed forced. Are you okay? Did you have a late night last night? Did you get any sleep?
I got some sleep. I'm okay. Right.
You're pounding screwdrivers and menthols on the ride home?
You know it.
Need to borrow my inhaler?
Yeah, are you all right? You need a
inhaler, don't worry.
All right. I'm a little nervous.
A little albuterol might do good, you know?
Albuterol.
Screwdriver, menthol, and albuterol. Everything is good.
That's a bad combination.
That's a Jimmy Speedball right there. 305 on the Hockman and Crowder Show, sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. So there are, you know, all these ticket resale sites, so you can buy tickets for just about anything. When we were at the Kaseya Center last week, we had Michael McCullough on, their executive vice president. He said, you can always buy tickets. He said, with ticket resale nowadays, like, there's no event that you can't buy tickets to. It's how much do you want to spend? So from GameTime.co, they call themselves a leading app for last-minute tickets. They have released data today on current ticket prices for the home games here in South Florida. So for the Miami Heat, first home game of the NBA Finals, which would be June 7th, which is game 3, but that's the first one at the Kaseya Center, they have, GameTime.co has the lowest get-in price, including fees and taxes, $714 per ticket. So those are nosebleeds. That includes fees and taxes, $714. The top price ticket for game 3, game 1 in Miami, top priced Heat ticket right now, $42,000, $42,051.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. My guess is those are courtside, and you know, you want to take your lovely bride for a nice night at the at the Heat Nuggets, game 3, set you back, what did I just say, $42,000, $84,000, couple of tickets, $84,000.
Hey, Solana, Solana, you run the Kaseya Center. What age does a kid have to get off your lap? Because I have a 10-year-old.
It's bigger than me.
Can my daughter sit on my lap? I just don't know the rules.
Listen, man, the Heat were on this tear. YouTube bozo showed up to the Kaseya Center, and they lost 3 straight. And the amount of brujeria that Hialeah had to do to be able to overcome whatever bad juju and energy you two guys brought to the Kaseya Center, I don't want to have to go through that again in the NBA Finals. So, Crowder, you're either in Club Hyde or you're nowhere in that stadium.
Hey, man, you let me know for real. Am I not invited to watch live? Because I'll stay my ass home if we can get a ring.
No, I feel like since you and I did a show at the Kaseya Center, the Heat won the Eastern Conference. I don't need to know how long it took and what was it? Brujeria?
Little brujeria.
I mean, I don't care about any of that. I know that I sat there with Donovan Campbell, Will Manso, Eric Reed, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, they're going to the NBA Finals. So you can twist and turn it however you want, Solana.
I like Hawk stories, Solana.
Took me 2.5 hours to get to work. So many dead chickens on Kendall Drive today. What the hell?
Florida Panthers, again, this is from GameTime.co. Florida Panthers first home game, which will be June 8th, game 3. The get-in lowest price seats, $608 per ticket. Those are uppers. And the top price ticket, $6,343. I guess that would be in a suite or the, I think it's the Amarant Club now. It used to be Club 954.
Yeah, the Amarant Club.
So listen, you want to go to a Panthers Stanley Cup game or a Heat NBA Finals game, going to set you back a few dollars. It is, and that's, you know, you look at it and you go, okay, is this something that I want to, you know, check off on the bucket list or have this experience with the family? So it ain't going to be cheap. Now, you can wait it out. See if the Heat go down 0-2, Panthers go down 0-2. Maybe the prices drop. My guess is
100 bucks.
My guess is the Heat and Panthers both go up 2-0 and prices are through the roof for that game 4, which will be the clinching game for both of them. So,
hey Hawk, you got plenty of money. What's your interest rate?
For you?
Yeah.
I'll give you 9.5%.
What? Thought it was going to be better than the banks. Never mind.
You heard of redlining?
You're trying to keep me out.
How dare you? How dare you? Terrible joke. Can't make that joke in 2023. All right, let's get headlines here because Jason Jackson is going to join us. Let's get headlines from Alejandro Solana, who didn't prepare any headlines, but he put together a banger of a montage. I'll take that any day of the week.
And I brought some pots and pans.
Brought pots and pans, a cigar. I mean, things are happening here. Somebody, I think it was Leroy, brought in donuts. I mean, there's a party here at the studios in Miami.
These headlines, they're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. You know, there was a headline last night after the Heat won. Chris Haynes from NBA on TNT, Bleacher Report, he reported that Tyler Hero is trying to make his way back for the NBA Finals. And it looks like Game 3 is a probable, not likely, not for sure, but Game 3 is a probable game for him to return.
All right. I'll take his help.
Yeah. He looked, in the celebration, he was happy, but you could tell he was upset that he couldn't be a part of it.
Yeah.
It's got to suck for him, right? Because he's the team's third best scorer. And you could argue, really, he's the team's best scorer in terms of just scoring abilities. And they were the 8th seed. He started every game this season. And then they've made this run without him.
Right.
Like, I know he's, you know, everybody's going to say he's a member of the team. He's happy. But it's got to be a kind of a sucky feeling for him.
You know what? I have a comparison. My last year at Florida, we weren't very good, but I hurt my foot. And we went up to Florida State, and it was like Bobby Bowden Memorial Night. It's when they named the field the Bobby Bowden Field or whatever it was. And we won without me. And I was jacked up. I helped carry Ronzig off the field. But it does, like, it gets to you. You don't question yourself. I don't know what you question, but it's not the same feeling that everybody else has that contributes.
Yeah, well, you're out there, you're working hard, and as an athlete, being part of it is being out on the court. I wonder, like, I applaud a guy like Kevin Love. I mean, Kevin Love didn't play last night. I think kind of everybody knew that he wasn't going to get minutes. But he's out there. I mean, I'm sure he wants to be out there. But yes. He knows that the rotation got tightened. And look, they're in the NBA Finals. So you got to be thrilled, I think.
And the broadcast brought it up twice. Either Kevin Love is a big-ass Caleb Martin fan or he just celebrates different than everybody else. But Kevin Love was jacked up when Caleb was on the run.
Yeah, man, he was celebrating. He's just a good dude, too. Overall, he's just a good dude. But you know what, Hawk? To that point, Duncan Robinson, 2 months ago, we were literally talking about how he is going to find a new team next season because it's obvious that he just doesn't fit with what the Heat are doing. And here you are all these days later, and he's the one cupping his ear to see where the Celtics fans are in a Game 7. So,
hey, how about Sergei Bobrovsky watching Alex Lyon lead his team to, you know, the promised land in the playoffs up until it was Sergei's turn? I mean, it happens, and it's commendable. How about this? Speaking of Tyler Hero, though, did you see Jack Harlow last night?
No.
Jack Harlow, who has a song about Tyler Hero, decked out in Celtics gear from head to toe at the game last night.
What?
Yeah. Mad disrespectful.
He might be the new Drake, just jumping on bandwagon.
Whatever city he's in.
Yeah.
Because very possible he shows up at the Kaseya Center, you know, in a game against Denver, and he's decked out in Heat gear. But, yeah, look up Jack Harlow's. It was mad disrespectful last
night. Dude's from Louisville, Kentucky.
I mean, what's he doing? What's he doing? You picked the wrong side, Jack.
Ass.
You know, it is, you know, one of the things that really perplexes me most. Celebrities show up to the Kaseya Center, right? NBA Finals. And all of a sudden, Heat TV wants to make a big deal about celebrities courtside at a Heat game when 3 weeks ago they were courtside at the Knicks game with Knicks gear on. Yeah, show the OG fans. Show me Gloria Stefan.
Right.
Every game.
Ira.
Big Papa Pump.
DJ. Dolphin Denny.
Flipper. What was that Dolphin's name?
Yeah,
touchdown?
Flipper, yeah. It was Flipper. Oh, was it touchdown? No, TD. Oh,
TD.
But they did have Flipper in a tank, like in the 70s. But TD was the mascot.
What?
Yeah. They had a dolphin in a tank.
Solana. This is something I've had a conversation with young people. That Ace Ventura clip, that was real back in the day.
I used to have a dolphin in a tank at the stadium.
Yeah. At the Orange Bowl?
I think so, unless I mean, obviously, I didn't live down here then, but I'm almost certain that the Dolphins had a dolphin, Flipper, in a tank.
Then, you know, then PETA got involved and things went downhill.
So what, like, the Dolphins would score a touchdown and they'd have Flipper do a somersault or something?
Let me see. Flipper in a tank football. I don't even know what I'm Googling here. Dolphins, Flipper football.
What was your search?
Flipper was a mascot for the Miami Dolphins from 1966 to 1968. She was situated in a fish tank in the open east end of the Orange Bowl and was trained to jump in the tank when a touchdown or field goal was scored.
You've got to be kidding me.
That is great. We've got to bring that back for Heat games. I don't know why. We've got to have a dolphin in a tank at Heat games.
Bring back Snowflake.
Bring back Snowflake! Who's that?
Hey.
The dolphin from Ace Ventura.
All right, I was just checking.
Yeah. The Marlins just did it, and then they drained the tank.
Yeah, you know what? It's Derek Jeter. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to get rid of the sculpture. You got to get rid of the fish. What? Hey, guess what, Jeter? We got rid of you. Okay, bye. Jeter's with the fishes. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
The Celtics game yesterday, they tried to hype up the crowd, speaking of Derek Jeter, by showing the Red Sox coming back down 3-0 versus the Yankees in the ALCS. and winning that series 4-3. Then Paul Pierce comes out with his little towel. He's wearing sunglasses. He's waving his rally towel. Him and Rajon Rondo, courtside, feet on the wood, to watch Jimmy Butler hoist the Larry Bird Trophy.
To watch Jaylen Brown hoist threes. That's when they're like, I don't know. How about you do something that might get you some baskets? I don't know. Just spitballing here.
And I might be wrong, but is Paul Pierce like a rallying cry for Boston? I don't know if they like him that much.
I think Boston loves Paul Pierce. I think that's the only city that loves Paul Pierce.
I got you. Because the whole doodle on yourself thing turned me off if I was a fan.
Yeah, but now he's like, oh, maybe that didn't happen. Maybe it did happen. Who knows anymore? Who knows?
Okay.
Hawk. That man pooped his pants.
Oh, there's no question.
I mean,
unless he had two femurs sticking out of his thighs.
That man pooped his pants and called over a wheelchair because he didn't want anybody to know that he pooped his pants.
I'd have called over a wheelchair too. I'd have jumped right in the tank with the dolphin.
It was kind of smart, to be honest.
It was. That's a heady play and an assy play, but a heady play.
I don't think he has control of his ass though.
All right, let's get the rest of the headlines because Jax is going to join us from Denver.
Your weather? From the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. No, the Marlins do play tonight, 6:40 against the Padres. They open up a 3-game set here at home. And tomorrow, Inter Miami, they are in action. They're back at Drive Pink Stadium. They will host the New York Red Bulls. They need dubs.
Hey, by the way, the Inter Miami game is on 560 WQAM tomorrow because there is no Heat, no Panthers game. You will hear Inter Miami right here on the radio station.
Somebody texted in, Garo Yepremian would kick the extra point in the aquarium and Flipper would punt the ball out from the water.
Is that so? Great.
Oh, my God, man.
It's a simpler time.
This is amazing. Now you go to this aquarium and there's like three dolphins left.
No, there's nothing left. I think they just have a goldfish tank. You might as well just go to Pet Supermarket for free.
My parents took my nephew to this aquarium like 2 weeks ago. They spent 2 hours there. They said it was the most depressing 2 hours of their life. Eduardo said that he could smoke cigarettes. Nobody was stopping him because there's just nobody there anymore. It didn't matter.
That's so funny because it's so good for the animals, but for us humans, we're all depressed. Hey, where's the caged animals that have no room to live?
It was so bad. We went to, what was the other one? The Frost Museum has the big aquarium in it. We're walking through there with my wife's parents. And Chan's talking about how delicious everything is because everything in there is just like snapper and, you know, redfish. It's just like normal stuff. He's like, oh, that's delicious. That I'm like, Chan, don't tell people we eat everything in the damn aquarium, which we do.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com.
That's what happened to the Dolphins' dolphin. Randy Crowder got signed to the team, ate him. That's it. Thing's gone.
Chan, you just throw some lotteries on there. You're good to go.
Dolphin, mahi guacamole.
Partly cloudy right now. 80-something degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the 70-somethings. I don't know, man. That's your weather.
Who cares? We're going to the NBA Finals. Jason Jackson, the voice of the Miami Heat, is going to join us from Denver in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Denver, here we come.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lowry has the ball, and he can hang on to it. 10 seconds remain as the Eastern Conference Championship belongs to the Heat. 103-84 the final. For the seventh time in the 35 years of Miami Heat basketball, your Miami Heat will battle for the NBA's title. Denver, here we come.
And he's already there. Jason Jackson, radio voice for your Miami Heat. You see him on Bally Sports Sun. I love seeing a happy Jax post-game. I like seeing a happy Amy Audibert and Eric Reed and John Crotty. And it was happy last night. He is the voice of the Miami Heat audio experience. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline from Denver, CO. Hello, Jax.
I'm getting this Rocky Mountain high, baby. Let's get it. I'm not a gummy guy, but apparently they hand them out around. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, Jack, bring me some back if you can, brother.
Come on. Just two handfuls or what you need? I got big hands, baby.
I was thinking more like a snow globe or something, a traditional travel gift.
Careful. You shake one of them things after that, boy. They try to count the flakes. One,
Jax,
two.
Jax, what did it feel like last night? What did it feel like?
First of all, you guys played back what was essentially, you know, the call that'll just lay there, right, until I'm screaming about another championship. And I've heard it a couple times, but just listening to it now, I'm like, I'm so glad that I said everything correctly. It was a long time waiting, right? Like waiting, because I was done at the 10-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Amy was on my ass, like just not to go nuts, because it's just so much there for me. So I just, for people that don't know, I grew up a Showtime Lakers fan. And so the Celtics could catch it since I was like five. So I'm like, anytime we went in that building with Rondo there with his smug face and Paul Pierce blasted out of his mind and all of it that comes with it, you know? And it's funny because I've grown to love Parrish, Bird, and McHale, like as people right now. But for some reason, that early 2000 crew just absolutely rubs me the wrong way, all of them. And so to have all of them have to sit there and take it, for gangrene, which is what I call their fan base now, gangrene to just turn on at halftime.
Yeah.
Boo! Dudes in the back, stop jacking it! Stop. I'm like, are we talking about shots? What are you talking about back there? Screaming about trading Brown and firing Mazzulla, just the unraveling of support was just so hard not to document for Heat Nation. And Amy is on my ass to just call the game. It's too soon. I'm like, stop with your brittle Canadian mind. Royal day. We are going hard, Trudeau. Let's go.
Trudeau.
I do call her everything Canadian. I call her everything Canadian. Right. Most of the time, I just call her Canada.
Right.
Like, she represents the entire nation. But it was and it was great because I was able to send her down to do the walk-off with Duncan that we ended up playing in post-game. And it was just neat watching her experience that for the first time. And being able to kind of keep things going until we got to the ceremony, which all was just super great, man. Like, none of it was like, oh, we're doing this for the seventh time. It was, this time was hard, and so let's enjoy this at the highest level.
And, Jax, we talked about it earlier, and we didn't know it was possible. You watch every game. You call the games. You run the team daily. Did you know that Caleb Martin was capable of doing what he did last night? And, honestly, I would say twice in this series.
Yeah. It's wonderful. Like, regardless of anticipating it or not, you just know in his minutes. Now, remember, he starts the year as a starter, and then – you just get to that position where it just felt easier for the transition of Love to move him into the first five, which moves Caleb back into that second group. And he started really finding, I think he found his voice from a basketball standpoint once that happened in February. That's when we were really starting to see, oh, wait, no, he feels it now. We knew he was athletic and explosive, and he really started getting solid looks and makes from the corners. But as you know now, Caleb will jack that thing from wherever and ends up being, if not the top, one of the top three-point shooters from a percentage standpoint. I think there was a note that came out about the 22 threes he made in the conference finals. Somebody put out, I think it was Brown and Tatum together. Maybe they had... they have shot really poorly, so I'm not even sure it's 10 or 11. Solana probably saw this and can support me here a little better. But if it was Brown and Tatum, that's the number. It was Caleb and Tyler.
I saw that. It was great.
With the asterisk that Tyler didn't play, by the way.
Yeah, like, that was excellent. Ooh, that was
absolute cattiness coming from Heat Nation. And I think points outside of Heat Nation. I think something has happened here in the last 2 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, of the outside fan and observer who doesn't have a horse in the race just likes the way we do it. And it's hard not to, because you saw it at its best yesterday, is that when this game started off absolutely offensiveless for both teams, it was the Heat defense that was winning and creating opportunities. And when the doors blew open, again, it was deflections and tips and runouts and threes in transition. It was just fun. It was fun.
It was fun. I think it was Tom Haberstroh that tweeted that stat out there.
Yeah, what it was.
What did you learn in the postseason? Did you learn something about this team? Because, obviously, you're calling every game. We all watched mm-hmm. the same regular season. And I think we were all a little bit stunned as they had their way with Milwaukee. And I don't know if we were as stunned with New York. And then you get to Boston, and now you dispose of them. Did you learn something about this team in the postseason?
That they're unlike any Heat team I've covered. And that we all should be okay with that. That if this is a one-off, not like they can't be, obviously this iteration's been very good, by the way. If we go back to Jimmy's first year, outside of the sweep in year two of this, with Milwaukee in full ravaged rage and revenge for getting bounced out of the bubble, this group has been present deep into the postseason. So we shouldn't be crazy about it. I think that it requires all of us to kind of juxtapose our view of the regular season, that sometimes it is about being the best team and getting the best seed. And then other times it's about trying to get guys opportunities and confidence, knowing that, one, some tread's coming off the tire, you know, on some of the older guys. Number two, that you never know what you're going to need in the postseason and win. And then number three, when you do those things over the majority of your season, those 50-plus clutch games, the most missed games due to injury, that those aren't, they don't become just talking points. It's reality, and that's what we're really seeing with Gabe and Caleb and even Duncan to some degree, is that those guys got real-time, important minutes, right? Not closing out game minutes, but actual big-time minutes and big-time opportunities to win and to deal with the agony of losing during the rigors of the 82, so that when it got to the singular opponent over 2 weeks, well, hell, you give me that all the time. You try to figure out a team and plot and adjust, and then Spo convincing us that all the scheme was nothing, and that it was just about guts and willpower and competitive desire. I mean, you start salivating over that stuff if you love it.
And Jax, that the sum of the whole is bigger than the pieces and all. They say it every series. Mm-hmm. Our roster wasn't good as Milwaukee, wasn't good as the Knicks, wasn't good as the Celtics. We keep whooping ass. Can we start? Is it that you brought up the Vincents and the Gabes and the Duncans and those guys? Can we stop saying our roster isn't talented? Are they? I know they won't start doing it nationally, Jackson, but can we stop saying that we're not as talented as other rosters?
You don't hear it on the audio experience. I know that. Yep. I mean, and that's the beautiful thing about being entrenched and embedded with a team versus, you know, the years that I was at ESPN covering the NBA, that half decade of you just kind of parachute in at All-Star and you parachute in during the conference finals and finals and you have these kind of 30,000 foot view of everything and you just can't get into the details, the granular stuff. Every now and then you'll see one of those heartwarming pieces about, you know, the double wide trailer in North Carolina, just mom and the boys. And it's very similar. Bam's story is so similar to Caleb's story from a location standpoint, from a socioeconomic standpoint. And these guys are at the top of the world, man. I had everything. I had everything I needed, except for parents who cared about sports. And so that was the key. That was the part I was missing. In my athletic growth. And so I realized, oh, what's that over there? Is that a microphone? I think I could still be around. I think I could still be around this thing, even though I can't hit curveballs. And like, it's amazing when you think about the path of some of these cats. So I love people telling those stories. So it's a double-edged sword, right? You want to hear about this rag-to-riches stuff because this makes us all feel good. But at the same time, let's spend some time chatting like you're talking about, really diving into these cats' development and where they've come from and the position that they're in and why Jimmy trusts them so much. It's a really, really cool thing if they'll take the time. And that's the thing about these next 2 weeks. What are the basketball stories you're telling except for these, you know, these 30 guys and these two head coaches and their staff? So hopefully we'll get some more. Just like a reality check that man just averaged, talk about Caleb Martin, 19 points per game, on 60% shooting, wow. And he made 22 threes. So that means he shot damn near 50, which means he is super efficient, more than anybody else in the playoffs.
And, Jax, just to piggyback off of that, Tommy Tighe had brought something up to me a couple months ago or after the Heat beat the Bucks. How cool it was, in his mind, for the Heat to go on that type of first-round run for Udonis Haslem. And I know he's not playing right now. I understand that. But everything he's been through with this organization, you've been around him as much as anybody. How cool is this? His final season and the Heat make one more trip to the NBA Finals and he gets to be right on that bench doing whatever it is he does that none of us really know, but we know it's impactful.
When he was holding the Cousy Trophy awarded to the Eastern Conference champion, it's not the Larry O'Brien Trophy. It's not. Like, it's literally a cavernous gap between the two, right? In height and in stature. But as he was holding it, I was thinking back, Alejandro, to the interview that I did with him in 2006 in the locker room in Dallas when tears are just streaming down his face, talking about how no one ever gave him anything and he had to earn everything. And I had to catch myself. I was getting weepy, and I got to do a bunch of interviews for Bally still. And that's the connective line that I can draw, that everything that has been excellent, elite, championship in this organization, he has had his fingerprints on all of it. Think about that. Of all the cats who will end up in that roster, no one will have had their fingerprints on all of this excellence. That hopefully continues beyond his retirement. That there was an igniting and a foundation with Hardaway and Mourning. That there was a realization with Wade and Shaquille. That the rock concert that we were for 4 years once Wade was joined by James and Bosh was glorious and still remains my favorite 4 years of my life. But this stuff that's happening right now in this era, is I think kind of the blossoming of everybody, right? Because you can't take away anything from the way Spo coaches. The lineage of Pat's 27 seasons, and it's ups and downs, but mostly ups, and this period without having a super team, but being in the mix in three of the last 4 years, and an opportunity to win a title here. All of it is just magnificent, and the common thread through all of that is Udonis Haslem, Miami's favorite son. And he's doing it in a different way than he did against Dallas in 06 or any of the combatants during the Big Three in the Little 12 years. And it might be as important. I know it's hard for a lot of people to get that through their head. But what he means to the organization, to the head coach specifically, and to the players who have enough respect to realize that those three rings are on his hand, not by accident, but by application and sacrifice and dedication. And remembering that that man left this country to change his body and came back to start on what was eventually a championship team 20 years ago. I mean, what can't you feel good about?
Jason Jackson, the man preaches the gospel, and I have to remind everyone, every single finals game will be heard right here on 560 WQAM. And Jack's obviously at the helm. And then there is a local postgame show on Bally for the finals, correct?
Yeah, no, right. same deal. And as I know Alejandro's going through this in his first year in our crew, to call the finals for the first time in my career, and this is my 34th year in broadcasting, 25th year covering the NBA, 19 years working for this lovely Arison family experiment, is magnificent. Man, I'm not lost to the fact that I get these forever moments now that, some play-by-play announcer 50 years from now will But hey, I think we're celebrating that 2023 run. Beloved South Florida broadcaster, cast away in ashes into the sea, Jason Jackson had the call.
Well, keep the pipes healthy. These are important calls that live on forever. Keep the pipes healthy. You know, that Denver, you know, it can
listen, when I woke up this morning, there was nothing. I mean, I woke up.
You were done.
Where's my voice? Where's my voice? Where'd it go? And it is. It's real, man. Right. I'm taking small little breaths. Like, I don't know if you guys
like
saw
Danny Aiello. Danny Aiello and Harlem Knight.
Yes. Take small little breaths. Like I'm about to get close to the vault for the rest of the weekend.
One of my favorite scenes. He's left all alone in that vault.
That's it.
All right. Jason Jackson, listen to him. 560 WQAM. Watch him. Bally Sports Sun. The finals get underway on Thursday. Thank you, Jax.
Nothing better, man. Appreciate you.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Denver, here we come.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.